Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again and to have you with me once again. Amen. For our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Glory to God. Our subject today is El Haya. Amen. And it means the God of my life. Glory to God. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and His song will be with me in the night. A prayer to the God of my life. That comes from Psalms 42:8. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, Lord, giving you thanks and giving you praise for all that you are and for all that you have done. Truly, you are the true and the living God. You are my Lord and my Savior. You are my keeper and my help. You are my help and my strength. You are my mind regulator. You are the one, oh Lord God, who provides for me, who sees to my need, who uplifts me, who helps me, who keeps me, who strengthens me. Oh, Lord God, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, and I give you glory, oh God, in all of your sovereignty and all of your might. Lord God, in all of your majesty, I give you glory, oh God, today. I uplift the God of my life, oh Lord God, because you uplift me in all things, Lord God. And Lord God, you are uplifting me. You are keeping me from danger, seen and unseen, as well as all those that are listening. You're doing that for each and every one of us. And this is our prayer and our acknowledgement and our thanksgiving to you, the God of our life. Lord God, I thank you today, and I give you glory, Lord, for your loving kindness. I give you glory, Lord God, for the song that you sing over me. I thank you. Oh, my God, I thank you, and I bless your name again. I thank you, Lord God. Bless each and every one, Lord God, that has a need today. Lord God, I lift them up before you even right now, magnifying those needs in your presence, Lord God, that you might move every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy that has come against their life so that they cannot see that you are God. God, and there is no other. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. So give them a great awakening, Lord God, so that they see and know that there is no other and there is no other way. The only way to the Father is through Jesus. The only way of salvation is through Jesus Christ. Lord God, we acknowledge it today. Honor you, Lord God, and we submit ourselves, Lord God, in everything, Lord, even right now in the name of Jesus. Help us, God. Oh, Lord, with all the rest, all of us, Lord God, going through different things at different times, Lord, and you see each and every one of those things, and you know exactly how to bring us out. You are our creator, amen, our God. Oh, glory to God. You are the one we lean on. You have all the answers. We might ask one another this thing and that, Lord God, but all the answers are in you. So to you we come, oh, Lord God, giving you glory and thanking you for your grace. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Today I give glory, I give glory, I give glory, I give glory and honor, amen, to El Haya, the God of my life, the God of my life, the God of my life, amen. The Lord will command, he will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life, the living God, active, amen, alive, speaking in direct contrast to other gods who are lifeless. He is able to speak, to bless, to heal, and to infuse his people with power. The God of my life, the creator of all things, in whom all truth dwells, he will command, he will ordain, he will cause it to be so. He will send forth his loving kindness in the daytime. Glory to God. And in the night, his song. Glory to God. Shira is the word, amen, for his song. Shira. Glory to God, his song. You know, as I was reading this, what came to mind, amen, is the comfort of a song when it comes from someone who loves you and who you trust in above all others. And the first thing that came to my mind is a lullaby that a mother sings to her baby in her arms as she cradles her child securely. Amen. That child trusts that mother. That mother, that child can hear the mother's heartbeat and knows the mother's voice. Glory to God. And they are comforted by that song. Amen. By the rhythm of the words. Even if mom can't sing well, the child is comforted by that song. Amen. And they're able to lull them to sleep and lull them into a peace or a calmness as that mother sings. Amen. So much greater it is. Amen. When the song of the God of the universe is sung over each and every one of us. The scripture says, and in the night, his song shall be with me. Amen. That's the mirth of the Lord, the song, the soothing, amen, of the Spirit of God, amen, shall be with us in the night, amen, bringing us peace and a calmness, even if it's storming all around us. We're securely in his arms and comforted by his voice, comforted by his holding us and the security of the peace, amen, that is in him. He is our God, the God of our life, amen. And the night, his song shall be with me. Glory to God. Glory to God. What peace we have when the Lord speaks over us. What peace we have, amen, even when we're going through something, amen. And the Lord gives us a word that is comforting, and even he allows us, he actually lulls us to sleep so that we can sleep at night, amen, despite the fact that everything is falling down all around us, amen. He lulls us to sleep by his Spirit, secure in his arms, knowing that he is taking care of all those things that are falling apart, amen. In the night, his song shall be with us, securely, amen, in the peace of God. Secure in his arms, secure in the knowledge that he, God, has got this and he has us. Secure in the knowledge of the word that we can cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. Secure in the knowledge that he is the Prince of Peace. Amen. And that he will give us peace that surpasses all understanding. People will be able to look at us and wonder, how in the world are you getting through this? Would have knocked anybody else out of the count, but you are at peace because, amen, we are safely and securely, glory to God, in the Lord, and his song is upon us. Hallelujah, his song shall be with us. And my prayer, glory to God, I am lifting up my voice to the Lord. He told us to make our supplications known. He told us to ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find, knock and the door would be open. We have to have consistent communication with the Lord. Amen. It is reciprocal. Amen. Because his loving kindness, amen, is being shed upon us in the daytime. Amen. The night, his song shall be with us. And my prayer. Hallelujah. And we will continue in our communication with him. Amen. Drawing nigh to the Lord, as the word says, as we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. It means as we get closer to him, he'll get closer to us. Amen. And I want, amen, the song of the Lord, amen, to lull me to sleep every night, knowing, amen, that I am in perfect peace in his loving arms. Glory to God. We are safe with him. Amen. The word, scripture also tells us, amen, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and are, we are safe. We are safe, no matter what the danger is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what somebody else has said, amen, and no matter what the verdict is, no matter what the prognosis is, we are safe in the hands of the Lord. He knows all things, sees all things. He knows our beginning from our end and our end from our beginning. Nothing escapes his sight. In his loving kindness, he will command, amen, to be upon us in the daytime and in the night. Song shall be with us. Psalm 42:8. The Lord will command his loving kindness. He will cause it to be. He will ordain it to be so. He will send it forth in the daytime. And in the night, his song shall be with me. And my prayer, amen, to glory to God, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes, amen, our prayers are so cathartic. We pour out everything to the Lord, and just that alone just feels, amen, knowing that I have given the Lord everything that I have, amen, and I'm doing my best not to take it back again, amen. I'm giving him all my worry and all my cares and those things that have hurt me and even those things that may have hurt other people that I didn't intend to do. I'm giving it all to the Lord, amen, and he is comforting us, and he is giving us peace. And he is healing us, and he is realigning us and repositioning us into the place that we should be even right now, that we might receive the excellence that is in him alone. Amen. We have plans for our lives, and we should make plans. Amen. But we need to make sure we are coordinating those plans with our Creator and the God of our life, because he knows better what we have need of, and he knows what the plan of for our lives is. We, each and every one of us, are destined in the earth to do a particular thing and to perform great acts, amen, by the Spirit of God, amen, not for you alone. Of course, you will benefit from those things, but we are here, amen, so that all the world will know that God is God and there is no other, and that he is a healer, he is a help, he is our strength, he is our provider, he is the lifter of our heads. He is the one who heals all depression and regression and suppression and whatever pression it may be. God is the healer and the ruler of all things. He's in control of all things, the day and the night. Amen. No evil presence has power over him, nor can it stop him from anything that he wants to do for you. Amen. God is on our side. His promises are yes and amen for each and every one of us. Amen. But we must align ourselves with him. The word lets us know if we draw nigh to him, that he will draw nigh to us. Let us find ourselves today, amen, coming closer to the Lord, getting closer, even right now in the name of Jesus, while he is commanding his loving kindness to be upon us in this day. It is morning here in the Northwest of the United States, amen, but perhaps where you are, you're in the evening, and you're coming into the night, amen, and the word lets us know that in the night his song shall be with you. Glory to God. Talk to the Lord today. Talk to the Lord. Talk to him. Tell him all about it. Tell him all those things that you've been wanting to tell somebody and couldn't, other people just wouldn't understand, so you've been holding on to it and keeping it to yourself. But the Lord sees and he knows, he hears, and he will deliver, because he is the God of my life. He's the God of your life. Amen. Let him move upon you mightily today. Let him speak to your heart and let you know secrets that you had no idea, amen, that the Lord was holding just for you. Glory to God. Scripture lets us know that if you call on the Lord, amen, Jeremiah said it, if you call on the Lord, he will answer and show you great and mighty things that you knew not of. Amen. He is the God of my life, El Hayah. And we give him glory, honor, and praise. Call on him today. His name is Jesus, and he will hear you. He will answer, and he will. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.